In addition to the chiyuv of bedikas chametz, to go ahead and search out any chametz maybe in our possession prior to Pesach. Beyond that mitzvah, we know there's an obligation as well, part of the mitzvah of beer, to go ahead and eradicate all chametz, is to go ahead and make a legal statement of kol chamira. The statement we make it twice, once at night at the end of the bedikah, when we finish the culmination of the act of bedikas chametz, and once again in the morning at the time of beer, we make a statement called kol chamira. What exactly is the statement? So by translating the words, one can see kol chamira, v'chamira dikir v'shusi, any chametz I have, my rishus, any chametz, any two forms of chametz, referred to as chamira v'chamira, two distinct forms of chametz. These two forms of chametz, I'm making a legal statement that I no longer wish to have any association with it. It's hefker, it's batel, as far as I'm concerned, anyone who wants can take it. I have no further connection to any chametz being in my rishus. What is the function of the statement? Why am I making it? So we know that you have to go ahead and look for chametz, and you have to get rid of it if you have it in your rishus. Let's say you went ahead and you looked the best of your ability, and you checked your house, there's no chametz around, so you should be safe. So why do you have to go ahead and make the statement? The idea is that perhaps, as well as you have checked, perhaps it's possible sometime during Pesach, you're going to come across something you missed. And not only if you eat it, but even if you have something in your rishos, until this point you haven't seen it, there's no issur whatsoever, you've searched to the best of your ability. But once you find it, if you hesitate and you deliberate what to do with it, and you're not sure if you throw it out or maybe put it away, even that alone can be grounds for being over an issur, keeping it in rishos once you know you have it, if it's yours. And certainly if one goes ahead and eats it, if you see something nice and accidentally eat it. So to avoid that case, Chazal said, go ahead and renounce all ownership. That way, even if it's in your rishos, you find it in your rishos, it's not yours. The same as if a guy would come along and leave something in your rishos, and the other person's chametz in your rishos, it's not yours at all. And that being the case, even if you find it, you'll not be over any issur. So you have to go ahead and make a legal statement. It's extremely important to remember that kol chamira is not a tefillah. It's not some sort of prayer or something. You tell, you know, the davening for a good kosher Pesach. It's a legal statement of saying, I no longer wish to have any right. You're evoking any right you have to the chametz. Now that's, we have to go ahead and do this as saying it as a legal statement. Why do we say it twice? One time would suffice. Say it by day, it's good enough. So Chazal and Mesakin, because somebody may, in the busyness of what goes on Erev Pesach, somebody might forget to say it, or he might be saying it a little bit too late in the day, which is another factor. We'll get to that in a moment. But some might say it too late in the day. Therefore, Chazal said, go ahead and say it at night as well. However, there's a major distinction between how you say it at night and by day. And you see this if you pay attention to the words. At night, you don't want to get rid of all your chametz because you want to be able to eat supper that night and breakfast the next morning. So you don't want to get rid of all your chametz. So the words very clearly, there's differentiation here. At night, you say, any chametz I have not found and not located, all those things I haven't found, I'm not going to find, it's under the bed, it's somewhere, wherever it is, I don't see it, all those things I don't want. But the things I do have and I do see and I have them in front of me and I'm saving it for tomorrow morning breakfast, that's not batel. That is mine, I'm keeping that. When it comes the morning at the time of beer, at that point you no longer want anything, whether you're aware of it or not. So there the lashon changes and you say any chametz at all, be it things I've seen or I didn't see, I found it, I didn't find it, all those things are out. So this has to be a formal legal declaration, again saying it twice. Now, what happens if one does not understand the words that one is saying? So Magen Avraham says, you go ahead and you make the statement as it says in the matzer and the sitter, and you say the words and you understand what you're doing. Again, as long as you understand what you're doing, you say the words, so I know these words are equivalent to making a legal statement of giving up my ownership. Such a, if I do that, that's good enough, but I have to at least understand without understanding each word. Better to understand each word. If I don't, I can go ahead and say it. If I go ahead and say it, then I just know the words alone equal that net result. That's good enough to be Yitzah. Now, ideally though, if one doesn't know what the words mean, the Yitzah would be to go ahead and say it in a different language. Why does one say it in the first place in the Lashon HaRamis? Why did Chazal give us Lashon HaRamis in the first place? The truth is, there's no real benefit distinctly to Lashon HaRamis. Some places can suggest that there's an idea that when you never want to, you know, ikka parnasa of a person is bread, El Yerava says, if you don't want to show that you don't care about your parnasa and throw things away, so that the Malachim don't understand Lashon HaRamis, you go ahead and do a Lashon, the Malachim don't understand, and the Malachim shouldn't go around saying, oh, you're throwing away all your food, and some sort of bad kitchik as a result of that. That's one option. A more standard approach to the Paiskim is that they picked a Lashon at that time, most people spoke Lashon HaRamis. So they went ahead and gave a Lashon that people should understand. Regardless, be it as it may, if you understand English better than the words you're saying in Lashon HaRamis, go ahead and say it in English. You have to make sure to follow the text exactly to capture the full legal impart of what you're saying. So you go ahead and say kol chamira v'chamira, bread and leaven, the two different types of chametz. You have to capture both those. But if you stick to the words in English, you will be yitza, and there is no further need whatsoever. Once you have made that legal statement, to go back and chaz it over in Lashon HaRamis has no point. It's already not your chametz anymore. There's no benefit to going ahead and saying it over in Aramis. Any language you understand would be perfectly well. Two small quick points here. One point is that as far as you yourself saying it, ideally everyone in your house should be saying it as well. They may be owning their own chametz. The question whether nashim or ketanim and certainly even adult kids in the house have to say it or not, but certainly advisable to go ahead and say it. And the final point is that this whole idea of giving up your ownership only works until the time that you are in violation for possession of chametz. The time of beer, right before the sixth hour, an hour before Chatzos, Erev Pesach, you have to get in the statement before that point. If you're beyond that point, you're already in violation, this statement won't help you anymore. You can no longer be mafkrit. It's too late for that based on the understanding of how the Isser of chametz works. So make sure you have to go ahead and say it before that time. However, if you say it too early, you can run another problem, because if you say it too early, the chametz is not yours. And when you go ahead and burn the chametz, you're mekayim no mitzvah whatsoever. It's not yours. You're burning chametz of hefker, there's no mitzvah. So you don't want to say it before you burn burn the chametz. What you should do is go ahead and burn it, make sure to burn something, and then make the statement and get that all in before the sixth hour on Erev Pesach.